You're listening to My Health, brought to you by the University of Michigan Health System. After 56 years of discomfort, embarrassment, and even pain, Maureen Dillon was finally able to go out in public with only one layer of makeup on. She felt beautiful for the first time since adolescence. She jumped in a pool without worrying about her makeup washing off and revealing a strawberry-colored cheek and nose. Dillon had lived with port wine stains since birth, and they became darker and brought more distress as the years went on.
As a young child, young meaning probably up till about fourth or fifth grade, I really didn't notice it. My parents called it a beauty mark. So every time someone would be staring at me, I would think, oh, they must think I'm beautiful. So then, though, as you get into those middle school years, oh my, that changed. I began to really realize, oh, why someone's staring at me.
After dealing with blood vessel clusters and papules, swelling and infections, Dillon's family doctor sent her to see Dr. Jeffrey Oringer, director of the Cosmetic Dermatology and Laser Center at the University of Michigan Health System. Oringer used lasers that, over 8 treatments, removed Dillon's port wine stains.
Over the course of a lifetime, the natural history of a port wine stain is such that it gradually darkens and may thicken, becoming more and more apparent as the child becomes an adult. Perhaps even more importantly, the port wine stain can develop within it numerous small vascular papules or bumps that can be very fragile. These can bleed, become infected, and cause lots of problems for patients. So we try to treat the port wine stains earlier in the course of their natural life cycle.
Even though he cannot explain why Dillon or anyone else gets the vascular birthmark, he has good odds of making them better with the laser therapy. 75% to 80% of patients have their port wine stains lightened by at least 50%, and the mark disappears completely in 15% to 20% of patients.
In the Cosmetic Dermatology and Laser Center here at the University of Michigan, we do a great deal of research regarding laser therapy, looking at the molecular mechanisms that underlie the clinical benefits that we all see with laser treatments. We believe that by better understanding how the laser energy impacts the skin on a molecular level, we're more likely to be able to develop optimal treatment parameters that will benefit our patients down the line.
Andy McDonald, U of M Health System News.
Thank you for listening to My Health. You can find more information on this and other topics at www.med.umich.edu.